I am in need, is what we just sang. I want to share with you something going on with Bonnie's work. About a woman that she works with who's in need. Bonnie describes her as being about my age. I don't want to give a whole lot of details as it's personal stuff, but doctors have told her that her liver is failing her. And so she is in a life-threatening situation, and she's in need. And what she needs is a transplant. She needs somebody else to give her their liver or a portion of their liver. And I'm sure you're familiar with how this process goes. There's a donor list, and there's a lot of people that have needs, and there's not a lot of people that have a liver to offer. And it's not very likely that she'll get a liver that way. But with it being a liver, there's another opportunity. And that is somebody can volunteer a portion of their liver for her. And that's a hard thing to ask someone to do. It is hard to say, I want you to go through this painful surgery. I want you to take the risk that is inherent with surgery. And I want you to give me a portion of your body to save my life. That's a hard thing to do. And really, that's where we're at. We are in need. We have a disease, and our disease is sin. And that sin is described in Ephesians 2 and verse 1. We're dead in our trespasses. It will kill us, destroy us. And we read in Hebrews 9 and verse 22, the very last part of that verse says, without shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. We need someone else's life. And we're different than this woman because this woman needs to inconvenience someone. I mean, I don't want to minimize the amazing gift this woman needs and somebody needs to give for her. But we're talking about somebody giving a portion of their organ. There is no portion of an organ that you could give to me that would help. There is no entirety of an organ you could give that would help for me. I need everything, and so do you. We are entirely diseased, and we need an entire transplant. Well, obviously Bonnie's worried about her friend and her coworker, and so are her other coworkers, and they've banded together, and they want to support her as best as they can. And a few weeks ago, there was a liver support walk. I don't know exactly what to call that, but it was a gathering together as a charitable event to try to help fight liver disease. And in the name of this woman, everybody was gathering together, making their donations, making their pledges and saying, we're going to go and we're going to run this race for her. We're going to walk it for her. And so they'd gathered together for the breakfast beforehand. And, you know, they all had their T-shirts because they were on her team, like many of us had a Team Kaylee T-shirt. They were on her team to support her. And one of the coworkers handed her a letter. A little card, handwritten card, and it had a poem inside. And in that poem, there were three words that really, really mattered. I'm your match. I'll do it. And boy, that changes things, don't you think? I mean, this was a somber event when they're going to go run just kind of out of desperation. We're trying to save her life. Can it even be done? And now here's somebody who has come forward and said, I'll do it. I can do it. You can just imagine. Everybody in that room who saw that and knew what was going on, not a dry eye, filled with joy. What a great moment. I wish I could stop there. I wish I could stop with the good news. Last week, that friend, that coworker, received a call from the doctor and said, "You're not qualified." See, there's complications. There's a lot involved in being a transplant. How much more so is that the case for us? We need a transplant that's first and foremost human. See, in the Old Testament, they offered up animal sacrifices, all these animal sacrifices, killing all of these sheep, all these lambs, all these goats, all these various things, and it wouldn't work, because Hebrews 10 and verse 4 tells us the blood of animals and goats cannot forgive sins. It's just not compatible. It won't be our transplant. We need a volunteer who's going to give their life and has to be perfect. No flaw whatsoever, or else that person just as much needs the donor as you and I do. And so we're talking about a long donor list for most organs. Our donor list is way longer. From Adam and Eve to you and me, every single person has been on it. Nobody could be our donor. We gather together to remember the Lord's Supper. And this was an event in which Jesus gathered around a table his disciples. He says, "I want you to remember me. This is my body. This is my blood. I'm your match. And I volunteer. I'm all of your match. I will give myself for every one of you. I will be your donation." And he has not just given it in word. There was no disqualification. There was no sad day after that where it turns out he couldn't do it. To the very last of his breath, to the very last of his life, he gave himself for us. Thank you, Jesus. You remember how you felt that moment I told you about the breakfast where a woman handed the card that says, "I'm your match"? And even though you don't even know this woman, you can sympathize with the situation, and you felt that moment of joy in that. That is this. And it's not for somebody we don't know. It's for you, and it's for me, it's for all of us. This is our donor. This is our transplant. This is our life, and it has been given to us. Thank you, Jesus. We will never forget.